Yeah, those are nice rigs. I know a few people that still have those. Most people I know kind of upgraded from that as newer rigs come out, and that was me. I'm still running. My first rig is a Kenwood TS-480 mobile rig. I bought the intention, well, I'll put it in the shack the time being, and then at some point when I can afford to get a better radio for the house, I'll put it in the car. Well, it never made it out of the house. I'm never in the car long enough to make HF contacts, and it worked so well in the house, it just found a home there. So over the years, I picked up some different one. My next rig is a Tentec Eagle, and I still have that, although I'm not using it anymore. It's sitting in a storage container. I've taken it to a couple of swaps to see if I can sell it, and no takers so far, so it might have to go up on QRZ. That way it reaches a much broader audience. But since then, about 3 years ago, when they came out, I picked up a Yaesu FTDX-10, and that's what I'm using now as my main radio. And I think last year, the radio club, we had some equipment given to us, and one of the items in there was an older version. I mean, it's ICOM 7300, and it was about probably 8-10-year-old radio. And I picked that up, and that's my field day rig. And I said, well, it's too good to be sitting in a box too, so it is sitting in the shack, and right alongside the Yaesu in the Kenwood. And that's the easiest one. I'm able to pull that out, and it works very well. I'll use it again for winter field day coming up in January, so I use it for both field days and occasionally in the shack too. So yep, they've worked out, and they've all worked on that Wyndham just fine, KC8YVF.
I was curious if you knew my cousin there. His name is Mike, I suspect I can say his last name, Kowalski, something like that.